Chapter 10. 10 crazy things the globalists say about themselves and how to fight them. I think it's important to stress that in this book, I have relied primarily on the writings of Klaus Schwab and other globalists like Yuval Noah Harari to justify my opinions. You may not agree with my conclusions, but I have shown my work. As Maya Angelou said, when somebody shows you who they are, you should believe them the first time. I am greatly indebted to Vigilant Citizen for publishing an article listing these crazy claims on NewsWars. The first crazy thing the globalists say is that they're penetrating world governments. I believe I have abundantly documented their conviction that democracy is an inefficient way to run the nations of the world, and their enlightened dictatorship of scientists, engineers, and managers would do a much better job. In a 2010 World Economic Forum report titled Global Redesign, Schwab argued that a globalized world is best managed by a self-selected coalition of multinational corporations, governments, including through the UN system, and select civil society organizations, CSOs. Schwab himself has said, "We penetrate the cabinets." So yesterday, I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of his cabinet, or even more than half of his cabinet, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. It's true in Argentina, and it's true in France with the president, a young global leader. How are the globalists getting their way? Not by convincing the public that their plans make sense. They are doing it in secret and through stealth. When the public discovers how they've been duped, there will come a great reckoning. The second crazy thing the globalists believe is that they might one day use sound waves to control the behavior of people. In their 2018 meeting, one of the topics at the World Economic Forum was titled Mind Control Using Sound Waves, based on an opinion piece from Scientific American. This is from an article on the technology. I can see the day coming where a scientist will be able to control what a person sees in their mind's eye by sending the right waves to the right place in their brain. My guess is that most objections will be similar to those we hear today about subliminal messages in advertisements, only much more vehement. This technology is not without its risk of misuse. It could be a revolutionary healthcare technology for the sick, or a perfect controlling tool with which the ruthless control the weak. This time, though, the control would be literal. The speaker came to the conclusion that nothing could stop this technology from being developed, but that it should be brought under the control of a benevolent organization like the World Economic Forum to make sure it isn't misused. Yeah, we all know Klaus Schwab and his buddies can be trusted not to misuse a technology to control people. The third crazy thing that globalists have said is that one day you'll take pills containing microchips. At their 2018 World Economic Forum, there was a talk from Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, about the possibility. Here's what he said. FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it that. It is basically a biological chip that is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and it dissolves into your stomach, it sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, the compliance. The insurance companies would know that the medicines the patient should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field. It's interesting that these globalists never seek to engage the public in their plans. It's all about control and compliance. Whatever your age, the globalists just want to remain your eternal parent. And if you do not obey, they may just lock you in your room, no food, no water, no communication with the outside world until you do. The fourth crazy thing the globalists do is to praise the massive COVID lockdowns. In fact, they praise lockdowns so much that they hate to delete some of their praise. The World Economic Forum released a video that stated lockdowns significantly reduced human activity, leading to Earth's quietest period in decades. At the same time, they showed pictures of empty cities and closed businesses. As the video continued, they considered the lockdowns worth it because carbon emissions were down 7% in 2020. However, because of the public outcry, the World Economic Forum had to delete the tweet that contained the video. They wrote another tweet. "We're deleting this tweet. Lockdowns aren't quietly improving cities around the world, but they are an important part of the public health response to COVID-19. The COVID-19 crisis was something the globalists used because it allowed them to accelerate their plans. The problem is that it ran into massive opposition from the public, many of whom have made the ultimate decision in their minds that they will never be quiet again. The fifth crazy thing the globalists say is that they want to make the COVID-19 lockdowns permanent. In a video release from August 17, 2021, they detailed all the permanent changes COVID-19 is going to bring to our lives, such as permanent masking, Purell dispensers being a ubiquitous part of your daily life, and children being stuck permanently at home, being schooled through their computer screens. In the video, they highlighted yet another cutting-edge technology. NASA has invented a system that can ID you from your heartbeat using a laser. What better way to control people than by telling them they have to fear an invisible enemy and must remain forever locked in their homes and cowering in fear from it? Beware of tyrants who tell you to live in a permanent state of fear. The sixth crazy thing the globalists do is to crow their undisguised delight that the COVID-19 crisis might allow them to speed up their plans for the Great Reset. In a video they released in 2021 on the Great Reset, they managed to confirm all the worst fears people had about them. In one image, they show a tombstone with the words, "Capitalism, RIP 2020. And near the end, the narrator puts it plainly, "And that's all about getting the right people in the right place at the right time." This is not the organic growth of the marketplace, nor an arena in which the best ideas and products become the most popular. The globalists are looking to kill classic capitalism and replace it with crony capitalism. The seventh crazy thing the globalists want to do is get rid of freedom of speech, which they define as the recalibration of speech. This was stated most clearly in a speech by Australian e-safety commissioner Julie Inman Grant from the Davos conference of May 2022. She said, "We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online. You know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to be free from online violence. How can we understand this other than as a call for changing freedom of speech? As I believe it, free speech itself is binary. We either have it or we don't." The eighth crazy thing the globalists say is that the World Economic Forum wants to put chips in your clothing. They released a video on the idea in 2022. These chips would function as digital passports and also allow fashion brands to resell their clothes. Imagine the possibilities for tracking you. According to the video, these products are coming out in 2025 from Microsoft. I'm not going to be wearing any. The ninth crazy thing the globalists say is that the World Economic Forum is promoting the possibility of implanting smartphones into your body by 2030. Think about that. It's not enough that it's always in your hand anyway. They publish a video on the possibility in 2022. This feeds into the interest by the World Economic Forum for transhumanism, or as Yuval Noah Harari stated, making you an eternally young cyborg, sexless and non-breeding. Doesn't that sound exciting? A future with no sex, no kids, and a smartphone implanted in your body. The 10th crazy thing the globalists do is how freely they state that in the future you will own nothing and be happy. In 2016, Ida Auken, a member of parliament in Denmark, said it very clearly. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. The World Economic Forum loved that formulation so much that they tweeted about it on December 27, 2016. The World Economic Forum even put out an article titled Eight Predictions for the World in 2030 with that phrase, you'll own nothing and be happy. The article explained, I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes, writes Danish Member of Parliament Ida Auken. Shopping is a distant memory in the city of 2030, whose inhabitants have cracked clean energy and borrow what they needed on demand. It sounds utopian until she mentions that her every move is tracked, and outside the city live swaths of discontents, the ultimate vision of a society split in two. And there we have it, the ultimate outcome of the plan of the globalists. We will have a visible split between the slaves and the free people. The elite will struggle to give all the benefits to the members of their city and try to starve those who live outside the city. Now we know what happens to the dissidents. They will be exiled, kept from the city, and forced into a digital gulag. How do we fight back against this darkness? By bringing their plans into the light. Shed light on the lies when you see them. Write a letter to the editor. Call up talk radio shows and use your online abilities to make your voice heard. The Gospel of John gives me comfort when it says, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. It really is that simple. When we shine the light on darkness, the darkness cannot fight back. It can only retreat. In this book, I hope I've been shining a powerful light on this globalist darkness. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it is what they fear. I think when one reads their writings, it becomes crystal clear how much they fear the public. It is why they lie to you. For more than a century, the globalists have been afraid to tell you the truth. As their plans materialize, do you think the common people are simply going to say, wow, I'm glad you didn't tell me all this before, but now that it's here, I love it. The reason they didn't tell people about their plans is they know you would hate it. However, when they spring the truth on people, they'll still hate it, just as much as if they had been told about it all along. We are in a war for the future of the world. The globalists want an anti-human future in which they will capture control of our species and direct the future of human development. But that's not a future the people want. They want a future of freedom, where scientific discoveries liberate them to be so much more than they could ever be when they were focused on mere survival or dealing with the ravages of disease. When I say we are all children of God, I mean it from the viewpoint that each one of us has our own individual truth, and we seek to live according to that truth. When a person is calm and their needs are met, they are concerned about the greater human family. Science can serve as a handmaiden of humanity's development, but it makes a poor master, which is exactly what the globalists seek to bring about. The globalists are destined to fail. It is God's will. We were created to be the masters of our own fate. We only need to choose that path, and it will open up before us.